Morning, everybody. Again, it's kind of odd. We'll do this for the rest of the year, mostly on Thursdays. But Monday. Is anybody tired on Monday morning?
Yeah.
No? Yeah. Kind of tired. That's kind of normal for Monday. Actually, it's my favorite day. It's my favorite day of the week now because the biggest days for us pretty much are Saturday and Sunday. That's when we did most of our work and ready for a homily, mass, and such. It's actually the easiest for me. I love it. I like to see the students, of course. See you again. Thank you for your reading and getting ready for our mass together. Praise God. Now, there's really a couple cool things this morning with children, right? And sometimes I don't know if I want to say children to you, but Jesus was using a child. Right? However old you think you are, a lot of people here are older. Oh, I'm pretty old. Where are you guys, right? Am I old? Yeah, you're all nodding. Well, what is not? Congratulations, you get candy today. But no, our different ages, but Jesus was bringing a child. Okay? And what did Jesus tell us about the child? He said, he called the child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, on your test this morning, sorry if you're tired, why is it children that God, Jesus is telling, "I want you to be like children"? Why is that? Yep. Be good. That's one. Yeah, that's one.
To humble themselves.
To humble themselves. That's a great answer. I agree. Here is a question for you. Raise your hand for our students. Do you pay for groceries at your house? One hand. Of course, now you're raising your hand. No, you're not. You have a question. Okay. Do you guys know what insurance is? Do you pay for it? No, you don't. When you were born, who paid the bill to go to a hospital? Mom, there you go. These are the good answers. Say that. Say mom and dad, right? How about did you get a ride to come to school this morning?
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
Because you didn't pay for a vehicle or gas to get here. You had a bus or your parents, right? How about this one? How about do you live in a house? Did you build the house? Did you buy the house?
Yeah.
Did your parents buy the house?
Yeah,
you didn't do that, did you? What Jesus is showing is that sometimes as adults, we think we can be in control of things, like our house, or our bills, or our food, or our hobbies. But as kids, you don't do much of anything. Why? Because you have parents. And you have to be obedient to them to receive food and living in a house and having water, having a ride. And your parents allow you to do that. And it's not like you're running away, just leaving, saying, "I don't want you, dad or mom. I want yada, yada, yada." No. That's why you have to live. And that's how all of us have to live with Jesus, because he is in charge of us. Okay? Now, second, each of you, I love the end of this thought in Matthew. "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." Every one of you, all of us, we have a guardian angel A guardian angel was created just for you and God. It's kind of odd to think about, how does that work? It's a great deep question you can ask. Think about it, talk about it. But the belief for us is that we have angels. Now, can somebody tell me what an angel is? Can you say that? What do you think?
Angels are like angels, like you can't see them, but
you can't see them?
Yeah, but
it's hard to see, you're right, you're exactly right.
It's there.
But it's there. It's a great answer. Most of us really can't see an angel, but it's there. Exactly right. They're here right now, you know that.
What?
We just can't see them. Any of those. You feel it? What else do you think? Who else? Tell me what an angel is. Let's see who else we got. Yep, one. Yeah, watches over you. Definitely. My angel, I know my guardian angel is very, very good. They're very good. I hope it's not like having just 9 cats in your life, you know? What about 8? What do you think? Who else we got? You think for Jude, what do you think? What's an angel? Who? St. Paul? St. Paul's not an angel. It's a good answer, but what? Yeah, go ahead.
God's messengers.
What?
God's messengers.
God's messengers. Boom, right there. Angels are messengers from God to us. And they're not like us. Like, for instance, I hope you know this. You're not angels. Mom might say that sometimes, Dad. You're actually a person, a physical person. You're a human. And angels are just spirits. They're spirits. And God created them to help us with God. Right? And we have the guardian angel. Who here knows the guardian angel prayer? Who knows it? Do you know it? Can you pray? Can you say it right now? Can your teacher help you? Alright, well, can I give you my microphone? Start over.
Angel of God, my guardian spirit, whom God loves, with me here, ever this night, be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule, and guide. Amen.
Amen. That's better than I could have done. Nice work. There you go, that's awesome. That's a great prayer for us to remind our angels to ask for their prayers to help each of us, because each of us are created from God. God loves you, family loves you, and we love you. And that's why God has given us one part angels to protect us, to keep us healthy, to help us in bad situations. We continue to pray with each other for our guardian angels. So please stand today. We'll offer our intercessions for our readers. You can come forward at that.